But I want everyone to know that they're welcome to be with us. All right. Matthew 27. Matthew verses 1 through 8. I want to talk to you about freedom. I want to give you just one point today. One thought. One point. Freedom, the price of blood. Freedom, the price of blood. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. I'm going to try to give you one truth from the word of God. I'm going to give you historical facts about the wars of the United States. And I'm going to try to put them all together and make one thought for you. When the morning was come, I'm in verse 1, Matthew 27. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered unto Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went out and hanged himself. You know, he had remorse over what he did, but he didn't have faith in Christ. There's a difference. He didn't have a godly sorrow. Scripture says that godly sorrow brings repentance unto salvation. He didn't have that. He had repentance, but not unto salvation. And the chief, look at verse 6. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it's not lawful to put them in the treasury. Because it's, watch now, here's the thought I'm going to get. It's not lawful to put them in the treasury because it is the price of what? It's blood money. The price of blood. Jesus' death, Brother Billy, was the price of blood. And they took counsel and brought them with the Potter's Field to bury strangers in. Wherefore the field was called the Field of Blood unto this day. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this Memorial Day weekend. And Lord, I thank you for our Savior. Oh God, that precious blood that he shed for all of us, that we might have eternal freedom and liberty with you forever and ever. I pray you'll bless every family here tonight and those that couldn't be here. Lord, you gave me a thought this week, and one thought to leave them. I pray you help me, Holy Spirit, to be a blessing to the folks tonight. They came out. God, help me to be a blessing through the word of God to them now. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Verse 6 said, it is the price of blood. Then verse 8 said, the field was called the field of blood. This is referring to the blood money that was given to Judas Iscariot because he betrayed Jesus to the chief priests and elders. How rightly to call that field, though, the field of blood. For as much as Jesus shed his blood to set mankind free, that was a rightly name. Because Christ shed his blood for us. Even though how many are with me yet? It was the price of blood. I'm going to tell you right now. You know what the price that God demanded for our sins? Blood. How rightly it was even stated here in a worldly way. Now note, it was Jesus' precious sinless blood that brought and purchased our eternal freedom. Can anyone say amen? Today and tomorrow we'll be having a national holiday, Memorial Day, and tomorrow we'll be remembering those Americans who gave their lives in protecting our country. There's a difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Veterans Day, we honor all vets. Memorial Day, we focus on those that died sacrificing for our country. Can anyone say amen? Those who shed their blood while serving our country and protecting our country so we could have freedom. We're so blessed to have. If it wasn't for, like Pastor Dave mentioned, if it wasn't for those soldiers and men and ladies that sacrificed years before us, I wouldn't have the privilege to preach you tonight. We wouldn't have the privilege to do. Tomorrow we're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and all kinds of stuff. And Tito Mel is going to bring some Filipino stuff. But no balut. No balut. We're going to have a great time. How many are glad you live in America? It's a great blessing, isn't it? Beyond measure. I want to give you just a little history tonight. why we celebrate tomorrow. The original day was remembered those who died in the Civil War. That's how it started. Those who died in the Civil War, it was called Decoration Day. Decoration, the older folks, we remember that, Decoration Day. And 3 years after the Civil War ended, on May 5, 1868, the Grand Army of the Republic, they made it forth a declaration for the Decoration Day as a time, they established a time to decorate the graves of the fallen soldiers of the Civil War. They said on that first one at Arlington Cemetery, there was a president there, and I can't pull his name up right now, but and it wasn't Abraham Lincoln, but they said there was 5,000 people at Arlington Cemetery for Decoration Day. They put flowers and ornaments on 20,000 graves. 20,000. South and the north, didn't matter what side they were on, they decorated 20,000 graves of the men that fell in war during the Civil War. Now, I want you to note something. For years, people would include those who died in World War I and World War II, and they but on May 26, 1966, President Johnson, he changed and called Decoration Day to Memorial Day. And that's so it include all those that died in wars, not just the Civil War. When it first started, Jackie, it was just all Civil War. That was what, all those that died in Civil War. And that's all it included. Then later they included all the rest of them that died in different wars for America. So now we remember all those who gave their lives for our country on Memorial Day. Now let me give you some statistics for those who died for our country. Startling facts that when you see them, we say, wow. Let me give you these facts. Now, these are just U.S., just U.S. military deaths in the U.S. I'm not talking about other countries, just talking about the United States. American Revolutionary War, 1775 to 1783, 25,000 deaths. By the way, our population then was 2,500,000. You got more than that in New York. I think you got more people in New York now than that. Then the American Civil War, which started Decoration Day, 1861 to 1865. They estimate 620,000 deaths. Some experts will say there was 700,000 deaths in the Civil War. Up to 700,000. Deaths in the Civil War. By the way, if you study it, you'll find out that of that 700,000, 620, whatever number you want to stick on the wall there, 300,000 died, Brother Nowak, not by the bullet. They died of either wounds or infection or diseases. Half the people that died in the Civil War, they died because of diseases. Isn't that something? So we had, by the way, this the Yankees, don't get too excited. Civil War, the Union Army soldiers totaled between 2.5 million to 2,750,000. That was on the Union side. The Confederate Army of soldiers were between 750,000 and 1,250,000. So the Yankees outnumbered the Southern folks 2-1 or more. Plus, as most you know, you read the Yankees had more money. They had all the factories. They had the money. They had supplies. And so it's, when you think about what the Confederate people did, I'm not telling who's right or wrong. I'm just telling you about the battle. How many are still with me? I'm not taking a side. Please don't misread me now. I'm just trying to say both these sides fought with a passion because they believed what they wanted was right. And so the North outnumbered the South more than 2-1. Over 600,000 people died in the Civil War. I'm talking about Americans. Americans. 620 to 700,000 Americans died. World War I,
Listen, I'm going to make a point out of this. World War One, deaths. That was World War One, 1917 and 1918. 116,000 Americans died. By the way, our population then was 103 million, and roughly 103 million. In World War II, from 1941 to 1945, 405 deaths, 405,000 deaths. That's a lot of people. 405,000 deaths in World War II. Our population then was around 133 million. The Korean War, 1950 to 1953, we had 36,000 die and a population of 151 million. The Vietnam War, for my people my age, we remember that. That was the war when I was a kid. Vietnam War was 1961 to 1975. 58,000 people died. 58,000 died in Vietnam. Our population was there about 180 million. Now, I don't have any, I have an uneducated guess about Desert Storm and Afghanistan together. Together, I'm going to say between Afghanistan and Desert Iraq and Iraq, probably close to 5,000 people have died there, in those, and it's still ongoing in Afghanistan right now. And I'm trying to make a point to you. The Civil War, if you added up World War One, World War Two, Korean War, Vietnam War, and all the rest of the small wars we've had, we had more people die in the Civil War than we did all the wars that we had between that. How many are still with me? More died, if you took World War One, World War II, Korean War, and all the other things that we've been in, more people died in the Civil War, more Americans died than all the rest of those wars combined. That shows you how bad the Civil War was. How many are still with me? Now here's the thought. Throughout all the history of our great country, here's the only thought I'm going to give you, and then we're done. Throughout all the history of our great country, one factor always prevailed. One factor always prevailed. For 238 years, great American men and women have given the price of blood for our freedom and liberty. For 238 years, that's how old our country is, one factor remained prevalent over all the different things. For us to have freedom and liberty, blood, the price of blood was what had to be paid so you and I could have freedom. How many like freedom? Freedom's not free. There's a price for freedom. Look up here. There's a price for freedom. And a lot of great men and women have sacrificed and given their blood so you and I can have freedom. Freedom, for the prevailing truth of all these years in our country, it comes down to this. Freedom comes at the price of blood. Say that with me. Freedom comes with the price of blood. And by the way, it was Jesus shed blood on Calvary's cross that purchased our eternal freedom. It was Jesus' precious blood that he gave eternally for us so you and I can have eternal life. How many are glad you're going to heaven? Let me read to you. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. I want to read to you one more scripture. If you want to look at turn to one scripture. It'll be the last one I read. 1 Peter. Look at 1 Peter 1:18. 1 Peter 1:18. First Peter 1:18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed, I'm in verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your feigned conversations received by the traditions from your fathers. But look at verse 19. But here's what you're redeemed with. But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hallelujah. We got freedom today because Jesus shed his blood. I've been set free forever because Jesus shed his blood. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by marvelous grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. I'm going to tell you, it was because of his blood. I want you to see this. You don't have freedom without blood. For 238 years, we've got to have old glory hanging high. But Brother Nowak, because old glory's been going, the only reason it's been flying high, though, is because men and women had courage and they loved our country and they said, no, we'll give our blood. We'll give our blood. We'll give our blood so they can have freedom. See, there's a price for freedom. And the price is you got to be willing to shed your blood. And Jesus came to earth. And he wanted all of us to be set free from sin, death, and hell. And the Father said, my son is going to be the price of blood. He said, I'll do it, God. I'll pay the ultimate price. I'll pay the price of blood to redeem. Look at that verse 20 there. And by the way, it just didn't enter his mind. Jesus knew he was going to shed his blood before heaven and earth, before Adam and Eve even came. Look at verse 20. Well, look at 19 again. But with the precious blood of Christ, it is precious. I think sometimes we take for granted his blood. That blood was precious, holy, without spot or wrinkle. But with precious blood of Christ as a lamb, without blemish, without spot. Watch verse 20. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in the last times for who? For you. I get these idiots. I have to call them idiots. They say, well, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was trying to chicken out. And all I can say is you're a moron. You don't know your Bible. Well, don't you read it there in the Garden of Gethsemane, preacher? He had sweat drops of blood. He was so worked up with dying, he had sweat drops of blood. He even said, Father, forgive me. No, he said, Father, if there's any other way, you know, let me do your will, though. He wasn't afraid to die on Calvary. Look up here, and I've preached this 1,000 times, but you need to always remember this. Jesus wasn't repulsed to go to the Calvary. He had planned that before the world began. Brother Myers, the whole purpose for Christ being born, because he could be born to die for us. Jesus, remember we read in that verse 19? He was spotless, without blemish. It was the thought of his holiness, letting our sins come into him. Just the thought of sin, him becoming sin, was repulsive. It was so repulsive to him that because he's holy. There is no sin in Christ. And the thought that he had to become sin, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, the Bible teaches us. And Betty, the reason he got sweat drops of blood, he just couldn't get over the thought of him having to become sin. It was repulsive to him. But his whole purpose, be born, to come from heaven, was so he'd die for us. And so, Jesus sweat drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. What's amazing. Can you imagine those blood, Bobby? That was, no doubt, went down his cheeks and stuff like that. And when Judas Iscariot kissed him, when he kissed his cheek, Jackie, Judas might have kissed the blood that was going to be shed for him. You're still with me. And he turned away. You know, Jesus shed blood for all. But it's all everyone's responsibility to accept that gift. The wages sin is death, but the gift of God, the gift of God's eternal life. I'm all done. All you veterans, God bless you vets in this. God bless you vets. Thank you, vets. I get to be a free American because there was a lot of brave men and women that went to the call and protected our country in time of need. I'm glad they were willing to shed blood so I could be set free. But even far greater than that, Miss Mert, and I enjoy being an American, I'm glad one greater than them shed his blood on Calvary so we could all be eternally free forever and ever and never have to worry about another enemy because Jesus destroyed our enemies. Amen? Well, I'm waiting now for him to call me up. One day he's coming. The trump of God's going to sound. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive are going to go up to be with him. Hallelujah. Are you ready for that time? Are you looking for that day? Man, it's going to be exciting. Maybe tomorrow while I'm eating that hot dog with everything on it. I'll just take it with me, not eat it on the way up. He'll understand. The price of blood. The price of blood. Our country has a heritage. America has a heritage that we have freedom because of the price of blood. Bobby, our heavenly home has a heritage. We have a heritage in heaven because of the price of blood. And that's the one thing I wanted to share with you tonight. Don't take lightly the price of blood. It was needed for us to be blessed. Earthly and heavenly. It's always been the price of blood. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had. Thank you for each one here. Lord, I pray you'll bless them tonight as they go home and give them a safe journey. Give them a great day no matter where they go and what they do tomorrow. I pray you'll give them a special day. And Father, I pray every one of us tomorrow for a few moments will reflect. Take a few moments by ourselves and reflect on what you did to redeem us and what our country, what our men and ladies that died for us, the blood that's been shed in America for Americans so we could have freedom. Dear God, thank you for letting me live in the greatest country in the world. And then next, Lord, after this, I'm going to be in the greatest country of all in heaven. I've been blessed in both places, and it's all because of one factor, one truth, the shedding of blood. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. Thank you for that priceless shedding of that blood, the price of freedom. Blood, the shedding of blood, the price of freedom. Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you for it. We love you forever for it. In Christ's name, amen. Let's stand. What page, John? 376. You like to come for any reason. Maybe you just want to come and pray and ask God to help your family, bless the country.